The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you, inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliates of Feel Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
New name for this podcast, The Real Bible.
The Bible, updated, edited, now extra woke. Welcome to The God Show. I'm your host of hosts, the Lord God Almighty, and I'm here with my son, Jesus Christ. How's it going, Jesus?
Hey, Dad, I'm doing well. How are you?
Hanging in there, Jesus.
You promised you wouldn't use that phrase.
I'm using it about myself. And I'm also you.
You betrayed me.
Hey, it's a back route to making that joke. It's a new way. I'm you and you are me. Hey, where's the Holy Spirit, by the way?
What do you mean?
We got to get it back on this show.
Sure.
I just feel like the Holy Spirit would be pissed.
I wonder if they would treat me poorly.
Lots of stuff going on in the news. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to answer questions from patron saints. We'll start off with one question, then we'll do some goddamn news from all around the world, and then we'll get back to the questions. What do you say, Jesus?
That sounds great.
Paul B. says, I just love a Trump-free episode, Lord. Talk about something other than the U.S. political shit show. Okay, all right. Point taken, Paul. Point taken. And I promise you that we will do that in the patrons-only episode this week. You want a Trump-free episode, you got to become a patron saint. And it's going to be great. We're going to go over a ton of material that a new comedy writer has developed, new comedy angel that I hired.
Comedy angel.
We're going to review, everything that the angel Nick came up with and just see, you know, talk about what we should do, see where it leads us. It's going to be fun. It's going to be different. We're not going to talk about the news. We're not going to talk about the news because, damn it, it's depressing. But today we are. I will say that we're going to limit our Trump content to maybe one or two things because you just can't not talk about this shit.
It's unfortunately impossible.
So one frigging Trump story, okay? One frigging Trump story. That's pretty damn good.
Compared to previous episodes, for sure.
It's easy to just grab a bunch of links and talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
Reviewing things on Netflix, so much harder.
You have to think critically.
I saw Uncut Gems this week, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
We're going to talk about that. I saw Knives Out.
Yes, and I want to ask you about HBO Max, because I want to know if you're going to be subscribing to that.
Who is that? Who's Max?
HBO Max.
HBO, is that a guy who works at HBO?
Yeah, their new mascot, Max.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Is that Max Headroom? I'm glad he's finally getting work again. Those were the days, Jesus. So yeah, let's get into it. The me damn news. We're going to start with the USA, and then we're going to very quickly touch on them, and then we're going to, there's a lot. Damn! Why is there so much crap that goes on in that hellhole?
We have to cover the whole world every week.
And
there's a lot to get to.
We're going to talk about the goddamn world news as well. We got news from North Korea, Canada, UK, and Straya. And then we're going to do some mascot. Okay, let's get it on the road. So first story, Jesus, it's a follow-up from our free episode last week, which was about Trump being on drugs.
Yeah, we didn't approve.
No. We said just say no. And he must be listening because President Trump says he's no longer on hydroxychloroquine.
Good job, sir. What happened?
First slow clap. I made the post. I posted it to the social media channels. Mm-hmm. And like a day later, he comes out and says this.
Wow. I guess he follows you on Twitter.
I guess a lot of people follow me on Twitter, Jesus.
That's true.
It's 480,000 or something.
Wow. No big deal.
Yeah. I mean, most of those people aren't online and they don't retweet me anymore. But yeah. And why can't I get to 500K or a million? What the hell?
You're very controversial. That's why.
Really?
You're edgy. Really?
Maybe I'm not edgy or controversial enough.
I would highly recommend that everybody follow my dad on Twitter. If you're only following him on Facebook, you're only getting half the story. I mean, he tweets a lot more than he does posts on Facebook.
At the good God above, right? That's my handle?
I don't know. Yes, that's right. The good God above. You're at 488,000. You're getting close to half a mil.
All right. Well, anyway, my own problems with Twitter aside, Trump also had some problems with Twitter this week.
He did. So this was amazing. I mean, it made my afternoon. So he was tweeting.
Just an afternoon, damn.
He had been tweeting about mail-in voting and how it's rampant with fraudulent votes and people take advantage of the system and people might be voting multiple times and all that. So he was saying we need to stop mail-in ballots from happening across the country. Of course, he doesn't like this because if more people are able to vote in November, he's probably going to lose. There are more people in this country who would vote for Biden than Trump.
And he knows that his fans are the only ones dumb enough or crazy enough to, you know, go out en masse amidst a pandemic and vote.
Right, right, exactly.
And probably while they're in line, cough on liberal pussies, you know, things like that, that they've been doing for months now.
Yeah.
Because they think that's smart or cool. They're horrible people.
Mm-hmm.
So horrible people.
So he tweeted about mail-in voting, and it was factually incorrect. And for the first time, Twitter applied some fact-checking to his tweets. And these little messages were attached to Trump's tweets. Essentially, his tweets were kind of, I hate to use the word hijacked, but they were amended.
Neutered. Corrected.
They added these little links underneath the tweets. You couldn't avoid these links. They said, get the facts about mail-in ballots, and you could click and learn more.
Which immediately takes you to a section just proving that he's wrong.
Right.
So it is one of the best things that's happened in a while. Baby steps again. Little victories.
Right. We'll see how often they do this. I mean, he's spewing a lot of incorrect info every day.
And really, they were under pressure to correct other tweets that he had made where he had accused Joe Scarborough of murder.
Mm-hmm.
And then the husband of a lady that died, who was not murdered.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a heartfelt letter to Twitter imploring them, please. Please don't let him do this anymore.
Yeah.
And they, soon after that, like the day of that was trending, they did this thing where they corrected these other tweets.
Yeah.
So correcting his murder tweets was too much for them.
Too much.
Because maybe if they had done that, it would have drawn more attention to it. And then, you know, conservatives would have been like, he murdered her.
Right.
Liberals and Twitter is trying to cover it up, blah, 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 because they'll convince themselves of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So-and-so murdered someone, even if they didn't. And so anyway, they did this other measure, which is correcting something that could really hurt him.
Yeah.
The mail-in voting. So well played, Twitter. Well played. I tweeted that, you know, good job doing this. Now please correct his other 100,000 tweets.
And of course, Trump, and this is the best part of this, he lost his mind over this. He was outraged. He couldn't
believe
whatever
was left of his hydrochloroquine soaked brain.
Yeah. And now they are preparing an executive order to limit protections for social media companies. And of course, that'll be challenged in the courts. But they are
unbelievable. Unbelievable. They correct lies that he makes one time.
And he loses
and he's seeking to destroy free speech. that he used, exploited to become dictator.
Yeah, this is what we were afraid of.
Yeah, this is the paradox. Popper's paradox. Karl Popper described it as the seemingly paradoxical idea that in order to maintain a tolerant society, the society must be intolerant of intolerance.
Mm.
And yeah. It's because people like Trump, fascists like him, will exploit the good-natured, you know, democracy to gain power, which is what he did. He used Twitter and free speech to say a bunch of crazy shit, trick a bunch of people, and become a cult leader. And now that he's president, he's going to use the levers of power to destroy free speech.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he's not able to. I really think this is going to get held up in the courts and it's going to go nowhere. This is just his, this week's battle.
Jesus, you're so smart. I'm glad you're such a legal eagle.
No, but I really do. I think this is this week's battle. He's going to move on to something else next week. No, this isn't going to go anywhere. He's saying and threatening what he is because he wants to get his base riled up.
Okay.
If they keep fact-checking him, which hopefully they are, but if they do
won't.
Keep fact-checking him, then he's probably going to continue to riot and try to do other things to social media. But yeah, it's really scary what's going on.
Yeah. He retweeted someone calling for, you're saying the only good Democrat is a dead Democrat.
Oh, great.
Just openly accusing others of murder, baselessly. That's thou shalt not bear false witness, by the way.
Yep.
Now he's advocating for murder.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not kill. And just full on dictator. So anyway, that was our Trump coverage for the week.
Yes.
Fuck that guy.
Where can they find Trump-free episodes of The God Show?
For a 100% Trump-free episode that runs an hour long, visit patreon.com/thegodshow. This week's episode is brought to you by listeners like you. No one wants to sponsor us, not even Trojan condoms. So we need your help. Please become a patron saint at patreon.com/thegodshow. And receive instant access to all new hour-long episodes of The God Show every week. Plus, you can chat with me, the Lord thy God. And if you have more money to place in my prayer basket, one that actually goes to me, unlike the church, you'll receive God Show stickers, a mug, and I'll even record you a personalized video message. Learn more and pledge today at patreon.com/thegodshow. Thanks, humans. We couldn't do this without you. All right, young idealistic socialist Jesus, I captured a story that you might be interested in this week. It had a lot of upvotes on Reddit.
So it must be good.
Yeah, that's how you know it's good.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders says it is nauseating to see corporations praise frontline workers as heroes while refusing to pay them more.
Ooh, good point, Bern.
Good point. Feel the burn.
We see all these commercials on TV saying, thank you. Thank you, essential workers. And of course they should be thanked. But yeah, to Bernie's point, okay, pay them more.
You know, all that matters is the court of public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And they exploit their vast reserves of cash to manipulate public opinion.
Yeah.
About them. You know, so a billionaire gives $1 million and everyone's like, oh, billionaires are so amazing. Oh, do you see how much money? $1 million. And to them, it's a drop in the bucket and total tax write off, et cetera, et cetera. And they're even making money on it sometimes. It is nauseating. Nauseating is a good word for it.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched TV during quarantine. I see these commercials from Amazon saying, we've done all this for the essential workers. Well, you've done some good things, and they're a step in the right direction, but you got to do more. You haven't done nearly enough.
Right.
I think, I don't know if it's in this episode, it might be in the next episode that we do, but I think we're going to be talking about how Bezos might become a trillionaire. A trillionaire.
Right. World's first trillionaire. Yeah, so it's nauseating. Trump is nauseating, and corporations are nauseating. Stop being a bunch of... Does anyone have a shred of morality anymore? These immoral morons.
Yeah. And then there's these people at the Lake of the Ozarks partying it up all close to each other like a pandemic isn't going on.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Americans just decided that they got bored of fighting coronavirus because summer's here. And so now they're just, woo! Woo! If I get the Rona, I get the Rona, bro. Summertime,
God has a plan for me. If it involves coronavirus, whatever.
I'm covered in Jesus's blood.
Yeah.
They just got tired of it, so they're wooing it up at parties. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody saw those pictures. Just a pack, just a virus's dream.
Yeah, zero masks, by the way.
Yeah. Basically, America was winning the war, right? Even amidst all their horrible no testing, horrible response. Just socially distancing and shutting things down was making a difference, right?
Yeah.
And in this race to beat coronavirus, America's like, you know, picture America as like a 350-pound, you know, hillbilly with a bunch of slob gear on, you know, Mickey Mouse hat and everything. And they're chugging toward, they're doing good work. That's mean to 350-pounder. Okay. Just picture America as a jerk running a race against coronavirus. And they're winning. They're 10 yards away. And then they're just like, I'm tired of this. And coronavirus runs right past them. This shit is coming back and it's going to be vicious. The seeds are everywhere.
Yeah.
The idiot community is going to be hit real hard.
Yeah.
These imbeciles. Yeah. I mean,
basically everybody in the Lake of the Ozarks is an idiot. That's a breeding ground for idiots.
Right, right. And if you watch a few episodes of that show, Ozark, it pretty much makes sense. It congeals.
I really like that show.
Yeah, I can't get into the noir filter that they put on.
Interesting. Okay.
I like bright colors, Jesus.
It is very blue, Ozark, the television show. It is annoyingly so. I hear you there.
Yes.
I saw a good tweet saying I wouldn't want to be at this party even if there wasn't a pandemic going on. It's just like so many shirtless people all packed into this pool. You know, some of the guys are getting drunk and pissing in the pool, spitting in the pool, farting in the pool. Just disgusting.
Yeah.
But anyway, you also found this good tweet.
Yeah. Yeah. There was this great tweet from Leah Richier who says, as a death historian, I feel like I'm going mad watching the United States stumble through a mass death event, pushing aside elderly folks and poor folks and people of color in pursuit of normalcy, summertime, and instant gratification. We are utterly grotesque. This is horrifying. Amen.
Amen, indeed. A death historian. What an interesting job. Doesn't sound very fun.
To me, isn't that just a historian?
True. You would think historians do also cover death.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm sure it's a more specific, you know, study of mass death events is a good phrase to use there.
Yes, so. Yeah.
I'm just going to accept that it's real and that I'm dumb. Okay. And then, of course, a huge story in America is along with reopening, Republicans have reopened performing racism, which is not at all funny. How dare you laugh?
I'm just laughing at how you introduced it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't help being funny, Jesus, even at the worst of times. And these are surely the worst of times in the worst possible timeline, because maybe this is why they wanted to reopen society so bad, so that they could get back to doing their racism. They like it when they get recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing their sunglasses, calling the cops on black people for no reason, black and brown people. You know, they just, they love it.
Yep.
They love it. They love that moment of fame. That's why it keeps happening. The Karens are multiplying.
Yeah.
Everywhere you look, there's Karens and Kevins. And sorry, Kevins. You're the male Karen now. Or, you know, I think it's mean to just use Karen. Okay. So Karens and Kevins, and they're just calling the police everywhere. And, you know, then, of course, that's bad. But compared to what happened in Minneapolis with George Floyd.
Yeah.
It's absolutely horrendous.
It was really, really hard to watch. And you see why people are outraged. Now there's a lot of protests happening around America. Sarah Silverman had a really good take on it.
What does Saint Sarah say?
She tweeted, "Police fire tear gas into a peaceful protest of George Floyd's murder, but stood like the goddamn Queen's Guard when white assholes with guns stormed the state capitol protesting having to wear a mask in a pandemic. We live in two Americas, and if this doesn't make it clear, you are a dummy."
The way they react,
yeah,
to protests over this murder, this killing, and then the way they react to the lockdown protesters, it couldn't be more different. Because what these protesters, what I don't even think you should call them that. Mm. You know, they're armed militia.
Yeah,
they sat in the state house with their assault rifles, silently threatening basically the lawmakers there. Mm-hmm. The threat is implied with what they do, right?
Yeah.
They sit there with their weapons, just it's implying that they could just cause mass carnage at a moment's notice. Anyway, it's just interesting, yeah, comparing these two situations, seeing this picture of George, this police officer with his knee on the neck of a black man.
It's awful.
And he murders this man. Yeah. Why is that necessary? Why?
It wasn't.
And that's not the first person that this cop killed. It's very depressing and frustrating because we've been through this so many times.
Yeah.
And nothing ever seems to change. It makes me want to escape reality, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, I know. You have to manage how much you're following. And I mean, it's important to stay up on what's happening, but you also got to take care of yourself too, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to get too down in the dumps.
Well, I'm glad that the pressure that's being applied in this case seems to be yielding results.
Yes.
In that the police officers were fired. I think they may be charged with murder.
Yes.
The police officer.
Yes.
And that's hopefully he gets convicted.
Yeah.
Because the worst thing is that this happens and then they go on trial and then they always get off too.
Yeah.
And it's like, how could you say that wasn't murder? America, the whole world is talking about this, Jesus.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
this story is worldwide.
It's thanks to the footage being available. You know, if this wasn't captured on video, it would be a very different story. These people probably would, these police officers would probably not be brought to justice. But they are. And that's one blessing of having these smartphones these days. Just everything gets captured.
I mean, hopefully it leads to changes. I think the national organization of cops, their culture, the ones that advocate shoot first, ask questions later, be extremely violent, treat people like they're animals. That group that controls these methods, that's the one that needs to be reformed. They seem like the NRA to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what their name is, but it's probably something like that. National Police. I'm pretty sure they're pretty damn evil. They're very right wing. Have taken control of that organization for decades now, and that's why this happens. Well, and I think that just like pedophiles seek to get jobs where they can exploit the power of that job to fulfill their evil desires. It's the same thing with police. That's a job that you can, if you're a racist and you want to, you know, this cop clearly just wants to kill black people. Mm-hmm. That's a job you can get where it's A-okay under the current system.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
It's green light for them. So that needs to be looked at. It's the same sort of situation in my mind. These people just find a way to satisfy their unstoppable evil impulses.
Yeah.
It's the same with the ICE border control.
Oh yeah.
So many of those people were discovered to have been, you know, just incredibly racist, and they seek out these jobs mm-hmm. so that they can act on their hate.
Yeah. So they can get away with it.
Why are people so evil, Jesus? I thought you saved them. I think you got to get back down there and dumb down your message.
Don't be evil.
Don't be racist. Don't murder. See, that's the thing. It should say, thou shall not murder. Maybe we should, that should be changed. Because thou shall not kill, they're like, well, what does it mean to kill? Killing in a war is okay.
Can I kill an animal still?
If you're a cop and you kill people, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. All right, let's get into the me damn world news. Because we have a lot of fans from around the world, Jesus. The God Show is universal and global.
Worldwide, baby.
So, out of North Korea.
Out of North Korea. Yeah, this is a lighter story. This will give everybody a chuckle. So, North Korean founder Kim Il-sung did not have the ability to teleport, the state media is now admitting.
You don't say. Really?
Yeah, so, of course, there have been a lot of alleged abilities out of North Korea's leaders over the years, for example.
So that's the original Kim.
Yeah, exactly.
He had the most powers.
He did have
the
most.
To be honest, they've been dialing down the powers.
They
ever
have
since
been.
The, you know, now it's like, oh, amazing golf game.
Right, right. Or Kim Jong-un being able to drive at age 3. Kim Jong-il, like you said, shooting a 38 under par round of golf with 5 holes-in-1 in his first attempt at the sport. Just completely ridiculous.
Wow. You know, that's one thing you can say about us, Jesus. We don't dial back our powers over time.
No, we actually have them.
Yeah, we can both teleport.
I get a hole-in-1 in every round of golf that I've ever played.
You're Jesus.
Yeah.
You can turn water into wine, bread into more bread, fish into more fish.
Mm-hmm.
You're amazing. You can walk on water.
I can get into anybody's Netflix account.
Your golf game is insane.
So it's interesting, though, that North Korea is now admitting that at least one of these things wasn't true. So maybe there's going to be more admissions like this.
All right, let's go on to Canada, eh?
Alberta's minister says it's a great time to build a pipeline because COVID-19 restrictions limit protests against them.
Oh.
What a jerk.
Evil.
Yeah.
Evil is worldwide.
Like you've said before, here's an example of somebody saying the quiet part out loud.
I feel like their stupidity is also worldwide.
Absolutely.
What kind of idiot, what kind of imbecile would say this?
That's something all humans have in common, to some extent. Stupidity.
The nice thing about Canada is they don't have a million other unbelievable, batshit insane things happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So a story like this can get a lot of traction. Right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. People will be very offended by this, hopefully. Right.
Hey, I was thinking of something funny the other day. Remember when, like, Obama and McCain were doing their election,
mm-hmm.
and then McCain was like that one, and everyone was like all offended, and that was like the big moment of drama in that campaign?
The worst thing McCain said.
Or Sarah Palin, yeah. Or when he was running against Romney, and he was like, please proceed, Senator, during a debate. And people were like, oh, damn! You just dropped the fucking mic on! Did you hear that shit? Please proceed, Senator! Oh. Yeah, the level of discourse, I feel, has dropped. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is world news, damn it! Damn it! Why am I so okay?
Can't
so
resist.
Now, let's go on to the United Kingdom, which I have titled, UK? With a question mark, like, you okay? Jokes are best when you have to explain them. So there's this big story about a guy named Dominic Cummings. who was that? And why were they so pissed off about Dominic Cummings?
This is somebody in Prime Minister Boris Johnson's cabinet who broke quarantine guidelines. And now, of course, again, you bring up how if these types of things happen in America, it would be no big deal. But in Canada, in the UK, when these types of things happen, it's like, oh my gosh, how could you?
Right, right. I follow like a number of people from the UK who and you see what they're focused on.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, they think they have problems.
Yeah, I mean.
And they do. They have the same idiots. It's just not the same. Just Pandora's box exploding at all times level. It doesn't seem
right.
The same. Like, yeah, this is the main focus, story of the week.
Right.
Dominic Cummings went on an outing.
How could he? He left the house. Like, oh my gosh. Like, in the American administration, it's happening every hour of the day. People are leaving the White House grounds, for example. But yeah, so.
The president doesn't worry. Yeah.
Right. So Dominic Cummings broke quarantine.
How do you spell his last name?
C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S. And.
Jesus Christ.
He would have trended on Twitter, but Twitter's anti-porn filters stopped that from happening because of his name.
They have anti-porn filters? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either, but that's why you never see, like, really dirty things in the trending topics, I guess.
Sweet Twitter. Two things this week. That's two things.
Well, I think they've had that for a while, but
Well, that's funny. Yeah. Because his name is Cummings.
So people have been trying to get around it by misspelling it. So they've been doing like hashtag Cummings and Dominic Cummings and right. Zach Cummings.
Yeah, he shouldn't get a pass just because his last name. And it's not even just like C-U-M. It's a last name, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S. Come on, Twitter. What kind of filter is that?
You know, there's a town in Georgia, in America, called Cumming. C-U-M-M-I-N-G.
Huh, there's a lot of fun town names, Jesus.
How? Hey,
write that down. Let's use that for our escapism.
Okay.
That's a whole episode. We just review funny town names.
What's the deal with Cumming, Georgia?
What were the humans thinking? Come to Cummings. You'll come here. All right, let's finish the me damn world news with a story from Australia.
Ooh, okay. So
that's Australia to you outlanders.
Oh, I see. So a BP worker wins after Hitler meme case goes all the way to the federal court.
Nice.
A BP refinery worker sacked for mocking the company's approach to bargaining over pay through a popular Hitler meme had a decisive win after the company took the case all the way to the full bench of the federal court. And this is the classic Hitler meme that we've all seen a million times from the 2004 film Downfall, where Hitler has a strong reaction.
That one is always good.
It is good. It hasn't gotten old. I still laugh at it.
I don't know. There's something wonderful about watching Hitler just lose his shit because he's lost.
Yeah.
At the basis level, you just enjoy that shit fit.
Right.
From evil sack shit Hitler.
Yeah.
And then when they apply, some other situation totally random. The timing is always perfect. It's nice.
Yeah. So, well.
If you enjoy humor of that nature, which I do, and I think you do too, Jesus.
I do. It tickles me.
Hardcore. Jesus is hardcore. So good. I'm glad that free speech won the day and satire in this case. Mm-hmm. Good job, Straya. We're going to have to get better at time management because I feel like the world deserves more than 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be right back. This week's episode is brought to you by listeners like you. No one wants to sponsor us, not even Trojan condoms. So we need your help. Please become a patron saint at patreon.com/thegodshow and receive instant access to all new hour-long episodes of The God Show every week. Plus, you can chat with me, the Lord thy God. And if you have more money to place in my prayer basket, one that actually goes to me, unlike the church, you'll receive God Show stickers, a mug, and I'll even record you a personalized video message. Learn more and pledge today at patreon.com/thegodshow. Thanks, humans. We couldn't do this without you. Welcome back. Let's get to Ask God. So I asked the patron saints on patreon.com/thegodshow last week for questions, and we answered some of them on our patrons-only episode last week, and this week we're going to finish the rest. And clearly it's nice that there was a lot of questions. We're going to keep doing this. And if you want to ask a question and have Jesus and I answer it on air, become a patron saint. At patreon.com/thegodshow, damn it.
Woohoo!
Okay, so first question is from Peter D. Take it away, Jesus. I'm not gonna ask myself my own question.
Okay. There's an old saying that goes, when you ask God for patience, he gives you more than you can handle. What is the meaning of this? Are you just using humans for comedy value? Also, love your podcast. Listen to it every week. He said that with a question mark, but I think he meant like an exclamation. Also,
listen
does God
to it every week?
I think I listen. Yeah, every
I'm
week.
Like, that's an area where I really could go for an exclamation point. It was like, I listen to it every week. Oh.
Also, does God telecommute? If so, where in heaven?
Okay, Peter D. Thanks for the questions. There's an old saying that goes, when you ask God for patience, he gives you more than you can handle. I've never heard of that one. I thought the expression was, God never gives you more than you can handle.
Oh.
Which is also not true. You've always got more than you can handle.
Yeah, remember when he gave you coronavirus and murder hornets at the same time?
Yeah, so what is the meaning of this? Am I just using humans for comedy value? And do I give humans more patience than they can handle? No. If anything, you know, I give humans existence and free will, and then they do the rest. You know, I throw you the ball when you're a baby, and you start playing with that ball, and then you become what you become. And it's all on you. Okay, are you going to be a cowardly lion? Are you going to be a good person? Are you going to put your shopping cart back in the supermarket? Are you going to become a horrendous a-hole? It's all up to you. And as far as patience, that's something that you can give yourself, you know, by playing a game in your head. Patience comes in so many forms.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's patience waiting in a waiting room, and there's patience dealing with bullcrap. And I have nothing to do with it. Am I using humans for comedy value? Yes.
You get a kick out of them.
Yeah, existence was very boring before the humans. So I think, you know, and the dinosaurs, you know, it's cool to see them attack each other, you know, but that gets old. Humans, there's just so much comedy. They're so little and cute and funny. I thank you for listening to the podcast every week. Do I telecommute? If so, where in heaven? No, I don't telecommute. I work from my home. The palace in heaven, God's palace. It's pretty sweet, you know. My bedroom, we've got that whole wing, you know, where we live. And then there's an administrative wing where there's a throne and Jesus sits on the right side.
Right.
And we judge the quick and the dead. And also the slow and the dead, mostly the dead. We judge the living, too, on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, did I answer the questions, Jesus?
I think so.
I love answering questions. Let's get to the next one.
All right. This is from Comet Tamer. Do you think a Planet of the Apes scenario might be possible? If so, what do we do?
Do I think the apes might take over?
What does he
I hope so. I liked those movies, and yeah, they seem nicer than the humans.
Well, does Comet mean, like, literal apes or, like, the Trump administration? Or the right.
Like everything's destroyed. You blew it all up. Right. You animals.
Mm-hmm.
It was you. It was Earth the whole time. Yeah, of course that's possible. Are you kidding? The stupidity on display is clearly there's some kind of thinning of the herd going on.
Yes.
If so, what do we do? Shelter in place, I guess. Do your best. And at the end of the day, that's all you can do.
Amen.
And you can, if death comes to us all, except for me and Jesus. Well, no, it came to you, Jesus. But yeah, what do we do? You do your best. You know, at the end of the day, you did everything you could.
Next one is from Chris. Dear God, if I am fortunate enough to make it into heaven, will I still be able to learn and grow as a person? Or do we just float around all blissed out? I ask because heaven seems like the best place to learn more about the universe and continue my artistic pursuits.
Of course, Chris. You can continue your artistic pursuits and learn more and more. It's whatever you want. If you want to be all stoned and blissed out all the time, also an option. A lot of people like to do, you know, one day on, 6 days blissed out. You know,
why not? When you have the rest of time to spend,
you can always do whatever you want. It's heaven, except for hang out in dog heaven, because I feel like they deserve to have some time away from the humans.
Mm.
So you can have a dog, you can hang out with a dog. Can't go to dog heaven. You're a human.
Okay. This is from...
Does that make sense?
I think so.
You sound surprised.
There's some rules, but you have a lot of freedom. That's what
I mean. You can learn everything. Not everything, like what happened before me. Mm-hmm. But next question.
Okay. From Christopher M. Dear God, why do fundamentalist Christians always try to convert me?
Well, Christopher... You look like a target to them, you know. I'm sorry, you're a smart guy, but clearly you're giving off a sucker vibe. Stop hanging out near them. You might want to move out of the area that you're in. There seems to be a lot of fundamentalists there.
Mm.
You know, they always try to convert everyone, so don't take it personal.
Yeah.
You know, just do your best. They just run away. You know, run away. It's like, why do bees try to sting you? Why do mosquitoes like certain people more than others? Because their blood is sweeter, you know, because they're so sweet. You seem sweet to them. Imagine them as a mosquito. You just seem like a nice big target of future fundamentalist. You know, they're these fundamentalist mosquito vampires are coming after you. And just swat them away, Christopher. You can tell them that God curses a lot and loves atheists. Just point them to this podcast or show them a picture of me. And they'll leave you alone. Believe me. They'll stop bothering you. They don't like me very much.
Okay. Next question is from Barbara W. Can you team up with Lady Parts Justice and tackle how to handle the forced birth folks, a.k.a. pro-life Christians?
Wow, who is Lady Parts Justice?
Yeah, that's new to me as well. I guess Lady Liberty, but...
I'm Googling Lady Parts Justice.
A women's health and reproductive rights nonprofit organization and production company.
Was founded by Liz Winstead, Arun Chaudhary, and Scott Goodstein in 2012. Okay, Liz Winstead, she was involved, she's in comedy, she was involved in the Daily Show, amongst many other things. Team up with Lady Parts Justice and tackle how to handle the forced birth folks, aka pro-life Christians. I'm down. You know, I need to get in touch with them, I guess.
Yeah.
See what we can do.
Yeah, maybe you can.
But tackling is something that you think you learn and, you know, NFL training camps and, you know, sports arenas.
Well, I don't think she means literally.
Oh, damn it. Tackling is fun, Jesus.
It is. We do play football up here from time to time.
Okay, next question.
This is from an interesting username, Radioactive Peanut. Dear God.
Radioactive Peanut. Jesus, get it right.
The Radioactive Peanut, the one and only. Dear God, longtime fan on Facebook, new here to Patreon, was thrilled to see you started a podcast. How do you feel about Mormons? I'm a recovering Mormon of 10 plus years now, and no one believes me when I say those effers are one of the largest, most insidious cults on the planet.
Insidious, Jesus.
Insidious
and
cults.
And the word he said was fuckers.
I didn't want to curse,
but I will. No one believes me when I say those fuckers are one of the largest, most insidious cults on the planet on existence. In existence, I'm assuming. I'd love some validation on the subject. Okay, well, the Radioactive Peanut. First of all, thanks for following on Facebook. Thanks for joining the Patreon. Thanks for being thrilled that we're doing a podcast. Mm-hmm. Congrats on being a recovering Mormon of 10 plus years. And I agree with you 100%. Consider yourself validated, Radioactive Peanut. They are a large, insidious cult. I agree. I feel that way about most religions. Actually, all of them, that they're all cults. You know what a religion is, right, Jesus?
Do I know?
It's just a cult, a really successful cult.
Right, right.
Like Scientology, you know. They got ruled a religion in the United States, banned in the UK.
Wow, I didn't know they were banned over there.
Because they're a cult. They charge you a initiation fee. Come on, that's a cult.
And of course, we're big fans of Book of Mormon, the musical.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I hope they do a sequel about Scientology. Of course, that they won't do that because they'll get sued. The Mormons are nice. They won't sue. They're like, we're just thankful for the
publicity.
It's weird because I feel like Mormons themselves are often very nice. But as a group, the church does some very evil things. So much like every other cult and religion.
Yeah.
It's not people that are the problem. It's the people at the top.
Right.
It's always the most evil pricks that worm their way to the top of a cult or a country or a police organization. Why? Because they're worms. That's why.
And because life's unfair. Right.
Well, because they're evil, that's how you climb to the top of a bureaucratic organization. You got to be an evil prick, clearly.
And maybe stay away from other people, Radioactive Peanut. I don't want other people to be infected by your radioactiveness.
I want to learn more about the Radioactive Peanut, yes. I want to know what powers the Radioactive Peanut has.
Oh my god, I clicked on their Patreon profile and I see a Radioactive Peanut. This guy is really owning the role.
Amazing. That is a great logo. We love names like this. That's very good.
This final question is from Gary W. A long time ago, women used to lead the tribes. Now women are subjugated and men lead everything. Why did this change?
Fuck if I know. Do men lead everything, Jesus?
It sure seems like it these days. The professional world.
Women are subjugated. Yeah.
You know, women make pennies on the dollar.
Why did this change? Clearly, a bunch of priests and traders got together and they locked it all up a long time ago. That's why they invented these religions that were very anti-women. Right. So they used religion. Why did this change? I would say religion played a big part of it, don't you?
Yeah, I would think so. And men just bullied their way up to the top, as we see happen so often. And maybe that's what happened back when.
And they wrote these religious books. You know, they followed someone like you around. They followed me around the desert. And then, you know, and there were some good parts that our part, things that we did were often good. But then they misinterpret what we say. And when and they add all this other stuff when they write the books.
Right.
Right?
They put their own spin. Oh,
Sodom and Gomorrah, that means that God hates gay people. No, it doesn't! It means I don't like people being mean to strangers. Never let someone else write your book.
Right.
Never use a ghostwriter.
Yeah.
That's the moral of the story.
Are you working on an updated edition of the Bible to clarify all this? Truly
oh,
written by
Jesus
you?
Christ. I have so much to do, Jesus. I
take a 3-month hiatus from podcasting and pump out that book.
No. Just listen to the show.
Okay.
I just summed up the whole thing right there.
This is
like
the Bible.
just throw it out. Just realize, you know, some asshat compiled this and made their own edits. Just take it with a huge grain of salt.
New name for this podcast, The Real Bible.
The Bible, updated, edited, now extra woke.
Extra woke.
I've said it before. I used to be more conservative. But I've learned over time, I've learned that I was wrong. And that should give the world hope, because anyone can learn why they were wrong and change their mind. And they can do amazing things. With their desire to correct the record or change the world. I hope someday to be one of those people. I can say my piece and say that, the world is upside down, backwards. Everything's screwed up, damn it. All right, well, we're going to continue to answer more questions. That was fun.
It was. I love hearing from the humans.
Yeah. I don't like reading their news so much. Their news depresses me.
Right. But to hear directly from them, it's inspiring.
To connect with them is nice. They listen to the show? Question mark?
Every week?
All right, that's all the time we have this week. We'll do another hour for patrons only, exclusive, at patreon.com/thegodshow. And I promise you, this episode will be 100% Trump-free.
Woo!
We'll see you next time on The God Show. The Lord has spoken. This week's episode is brought to you by listeners like you. No one wants to sponsor us, not even Trojan condoms. So, we need your help. Please, become a patron saint at patreon.com/thegodshow and receive instant access to all new hour-long episodes of The God Show every week. Plus, you can chat with me, the Lord thy God. And if you have more money to place in my prayer basket, one that actually goes to me, unlike the church, you'll receive God Show stickers, a mug, and I'll even record you a personalized video message. Learn more and pledge today at patreon.com/thegodshow. Thanks, humans. We couldn't do this without you.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.